This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This is WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
I think we kind of know why the Red Sox have struggled this year. It has nothing to do with the front office. They gave you everything they need. And it's one person, in my opinion, who bears most of that blame. And that is, unfortunately, it's Alex Cora. And the reason why, when you look at this Red Sox team, there's probably five games that you lost where the manager made decisions where you were going, what the hell is he thinking here?
Jermaine Wiggins on the Greg Hill Show this morning calling out Alex Cora, who we'll talk to here on WEEI Afternoons in about 45 minutes, 3:15, on a 2 for Tuesday. And you know what that means, Fitzy. Be caller number 9 now to the contest line at 617-931-0937. And if you have today's code word also heard on the Greg Hill Show this morning, you'll score a pair of tickets to see the Red Sox take on the Angels on June 4th. That's caller number 9 right now at 617-931-0937 for Red Sox Angels tickets on June 4th. Get them while you can, while they're still not in last place. How did I sell that?
That's exactly what the copy says, folks, too.
You want me to put lipstick on the pig? I tried to put lipstick on the pig, and the lipstick was old and not a very good shade for them. And
what can you do with this? I don't know. I mean, we're out of answers. We're out of speculation. I have no idea what to tell people about. Don't worry. They always figure it out after Memorial Day. Or, hey, they can't play much worse, can they? Or they're just a Roman Anthony call-up away from turning things around. Like, what is there to prove any of that true? What is there to hang your hat on right now aside from, honestly, just blind faith and hope?
So we're out of answers. Wiggy has an answer. I thought it was interesting how he sort of said the front office gave him everything he needed except a first baseman. Except a first baseman. But his answer is clearly Alex Cora is the problem with this baseball team. Mm. Let's go to the phone line, 617-779-7937, see what the people think is the problem and or solution for the Boston Red Sox. Let's go to Sam in Maine. What's up, Sam? Oh, boy.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. How's it going?
Good.
How are you?
Sorry, just had the radio on. So I think the Red Sox have many better months ahead of them. It hasn't looked like they've been much of a team as of lately, and I understand that. But I think they have a very talented team right now, and some of their talent is hurt with no doubt. But they have a very talented baseball team, and it's only a matter of time until they figure this thing out. And my last point is Alex Cora belongs on this baseball team. He is not the problem, and I'm going to have to disagree with Wiggy on that one.
Thanks for the call, Sam. I've always been in that world, and I thought it was even interesting. I forgot how Wiggy exactly said it, but like I have to say it. Like everybody's afraid to say it because everybody likes Alex Cora. Nobody wants to. If he was a dink, you know, if he was a jerk, I think it'd be easier to just say, fire the manager. He's a jerk. Like everybody
always. He's smug in the postgame pressers. He never gives us anything. He's so unlikable. Like, no. He's the exact opposite, which maybe in some ways, Andy, is what's preventing us from calling out what's been hiding in plain sight.
certainly could be part of it. Also could be part of the problem. Is he not enough of a dictator? Is he not enough of a control freak? Is he too much of a relationship-based manager of the Boston Red Sox? And then when he sometimes needs to lean on those relationships, are they not there? Are they not two-way streets? Like maybe he thought. I don't know. But it's definitely the classic example of, you know, you buy yourself some rope if you're nice to people and you come off as a human being and you treat people with respect. And, you know, most people in this town were admiring going to his daughter's graduation and putting family first and some of the things he says in those areas. But the reality is you're 7.5 games behind the New York Yankees. You're closer to last than first. The numbers. Now, the one thing I will disagree with Wiggy, though, is the talent. And I'll disagree with the caller. They have talent. Mm-hmm. Tristan Casas was not anywhere near what he was supposed to be, and he's not coming back. Like, he's done. He's gone. So remove that. If you include that in the talented roster you thought you had, remove that. Alex Bregman, probably better than advertised. Got off to a better start than most people expected.
Way better.
Right. But now he's gone for a third of the season. You know, the second third of the season, you're going to be without a guy who was arguably your best hitter, your most consistent hitter for the first half of the season. You know, the rest of the talent, I don't know. We've had snippets of Story was good, now Story stinks. Campbell was awesome, now Campbell can't hit. Right? Like,
Story's been, God, I mean, dude, when do you want to have the conversation? Should, like, we're getting close to the, does anyone want to let him know that it might be time? Like, the three letters that no baseball player wants to hear keep getting mentioned on social media and mid-conversation. DFA.
Yep, and I know this isn't Craig Breslow, but to just leave the front office out of the equation, you have a $19 million DH who doesn't exist. I know he can't throw, but apparently he can hit, and he doesn't exist. He's not an option. It was weird. I still don't understand this. Last year, he couldn't play defense. He was just the DH. Now they say he's not an option until he can throw and play defense. And I'm like, wait, that's totally, you know, you're speaking out of both sides of your mouths in different years.
Why does he need to throw and play defense when his job is to hit?
Well, because you have a DH who won't play anything else named Rafi Devers, who can really hit and is doing a great job hitting, but it limits your moves. Like, so that's, and if you DFA Story, and Yoshida's just off in La La Land or wherever he is, that's almost $40 million of money spent that you're not getting any return.
It's over $40 million.
So, like, I know it's not Breslow, but the front office has played a role in this team underachieving. And then you get into first base and not having a backup first baseman, a second option at first base for a guy who missed most of last year to an injury and has never really proven himself a proven big league hitter. He had a nice run.
Does not have a full season of excellence. He has a half season in 2023. Last year was a bad swing and a sneeze that caused all the rib issues?
Blew up his rib cage or something with it was a very strange injury. But so the front office is part of this story of underachievement, as well as the players, as well as the manager, as well as the hitting coach, whose team likes to strike out more than any team really ever should for the value they bring in terms of not balancing out the strikeouts with home runs, because they don't do that. This is not one of those classic softball teams that hits a bomb or strikes out. No, they strike out or strike out. That's kind of what they do. 617-779-7937. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Paul in Westfield. Paul, what are your thoughts on the Red Sox today, Paul?
I think I understand and agree with you. And your points on criticisms, they're key elements that have to be addressed. To add to what Sam said, I'll open with 14 games with a one-run loss, which sucks. That could be at least 7 or 8 wins. And hopefully, if you bring in a balance. This is the craziest part, which you guys make reference to. I'll use Gelato or Gelito. He has a lot or he has nothing. 2 pitches and shelled or 4 and dominates like he opened against Baltimore. Now we got Crochet and Bueller. They'll come in and light it up and hold down the fort, and then the relievers come in and dump. Then the pitching does great, and we have no hitting, which is why we lose 14 games by one run. And some other horrible fact is after the 6th inning, if we're down by 1, we pretty much lose.
Thanks for the call, Paul. Fitzy, would you rather have Giolito or Gelato?
I'd much rather have Gelato. Like, Stracciatella is my absolute favorite.
But yeah, this
can
team,
Stracciatella pitch for us tomorrow?
I'd take him. He's probably got a chance to be better, more successful. Can he hit is the other question. Mm-hmm. Forget the pitching. Can he hit? Can he drive in some runs? Can he score some runs for a baseball team that struggles to score runs? And Ted has been on this all along. Ted Johnson will join us at 3 o'clock. This record in one run games, close games, like where everything matters. And it's where we did the comparison, I guess, between Ramon Vasquez and Alex Cora, and Vasquez seemed like he was managing to win games, to literally win that baseball game that night.
Come hell or high water, we're just going to empty the basement and make sure that we right. do everything we can. And Andy, I told Ted Friday in our abbreviated 1 hour show.
How'd that go?
Good times. It was a 1 hour show.
Okay, you sold me on it. Let's move on.
Yeah, 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock start time. We optimism reigns supreme. Plus, also, it was one of those shows where we're heading into the holiday weekend, so the vibes were immaculate to begin with. Oh, and we were coming off the Red Sox winning 19-5, and that was the point to be made. They couldn't play the nightcap, so it got pushed once again to the Saturday doubleheader. And I guaranteed to Ted, I said, watch, the Red Sox will lose, you know, like the next game or some game this weekend after they win 19-5. They didn't spare themselves some extra runs. They emptied the clip on Friday. Well, it turns out, of course, Saturday, they lose a game 2-1.
Yep. Yep. That's who they are. They are. And they've done that all year, going back to early in the season. Remember, the Cardinals game, they blew the Cardinals out. Then a couple days later, we're talking about runners in scoring position and hits and all those types of things again. You've been on this. Consistently inconsistent. They're maddeningly, although it's starting to be just they're a consistent team that isn't very good, mm-hmm. like pushing back against the manager, that they don't do the things often enough, well enough to win those types of baseball games, to win 3-2 baseball games. They find ways to lose them. They don't get the clutch hitting. They don't get the timely defense or base running and all those things. And I think that's why people are starting to question the manager. So we see you lined up, 617-779-7937. What do you do to fix the Boston Red Sox? Who do you blame for the current state of the Boston Red Sox? Your call's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
2-2 to Meyer. Kramer throws, and Marcelo lines it into left field. That's a base hit. He's got his first in the big leagues. Meyer's around first. Welcome to the show, Marcelo Meyer. I'll get him the baseball.
Standing O from the Fenway faithful. That's pretty cool.
Marcelo Meyer gave Will Fleming something to be happy about and excited about, and honestly, there hasn't been enough of that this year, and I'm a little worried about our guy Will Fleming and his disappointment in this baseball team and maybe that affecting his overall emotions and mood and maybe taking the game home with him. But Marcelo Meyers, not a great start, but three hits, got a double, starting to look like the big leaguer that we all, I think, expect him to be, hope him to be. Some action at third base, little action at shortstop as well. So good to see him get his feet wet, Fitzy, as his biggest fan, or at least his biggest advocate for promotion.
Advocate.
Yeah. Well, initial thoughts on everything from the Lost Keys car ride to Fenway and his performances on the field.
Love seeing the video that went viral to kick the weekend off of him, like that Hard Knock style look in when he was told that he was getting the promotion. That was great. Then that video of him going out to talk to Roman Anthony saying, like, your time's coming too, and how happy he was for him.
That is kind of sad. Like, the big three was a big two. Wait, it's just me.
Yeah, I know. I don't do breakups very well either, and that was kind of emotional, a little bit bittersweet. And you know, then the video of him getting the hit, I think that was on the Jumbotron at Polar Park. Like, great moment after moment for him over the weekend. And as to his on-field play and what it looks like to have him up in the bigs, he looks like he belongs. He doesn't look like the moment is too big for him. It doesn't look like he's outmatched. It's not like, whoa, put this one back in the oven. This kid is not ready. No. He looks like he belongs. He is a major leaguer, and he is here to stay. He's not going to have such a tremendous impact immediately that all of a sudden it's going to be like, whoa, the Red Sox haven't lost since they called up Meyer. No, but he's playing good defense. He's got, what, three hits already? Like, you could actually say he's already one of their better hitters, which is a sad indictment of how this team is going.
Oh, yeah, the lineup's not great, and sounds like we're going to get to see Marcelo Meyer throw across the diamond to Christian Campbell sooner rather than later.
Can't wait.
Uptick of the workouts and the ground balls, and sounds like it's going to be within the next series or two. So right on the horizon here, you'll see two of the big three at the very least on the corners at Fenway Park and across Major League Baseball. So, I think it's good to have. I think we're right on the question here of, does this team just go flat out young at some point and it's all about the future? And I know you can't give up on a season in May, and I'm not necessarily advocating for waving
the
white flag.
Are we the Pirates, for God's sakes?
No, you are who you are. You're not a good baseball team, and you know, Fitzy, the most entertaining thing about the Boston Red Sox right now could be the big three. Mm-hmm. Watching Christian Campbell, Roman Anthony, and Marcelo Meyer at the big league level mixed in with Rafaela and Duran, Narvaez. Like, you might just be a young baseball team, which will be good and bad. There'll be some positive entertainment. There'll probably be some times where the manager is scratching his head saying, oh boy, we are a young baseball team. We just looked like a young baseball team. But I'm willing to take that. No offense to these guys. I love the comments from Rob Refsnyder.
Mm-hmm.
But Rob Refsnyder.
Oh, brutal honesty. Love it.
Brutal honesty. He also has no future in Boston. Like, he's not a part of the future. He's there, you know, a long tenured major leaguer. He's been in the big leagues for a decade. That's great and all. But yeah, okay. To what end? Like, Abreu, Duran, Anthony, if that's your outfield and your infield is Rafaela, Campbell, Meyer, like, holy
crap.
That's
something to get excited about. Like, I wasn't expecting to have to make that kind of emotional pivot this early, but I've seen what the results are of the mostly major league squad, and it's disappointing. It's extremely disappointing. And I'm sorry Kyle Teal is no longer here as well to be part of that youth movement, but Garrett Crochet is living up to his billing. He has come in as good, if not most times, more often than not, better than advertised, better than anticipated. I don't understand why this team can't just do everything. Like, tonight we pitched. Great start. Didn't hit, bad bullpen. Yep. Oh, the other night, great bullpen. Couldn't hit, bad start. They can't do the three things they need to do all on the same night more often than not, which is stupefying to me, Andy.
Because they're not good enough / mature enough to do it. Like, that's that next step. People always talk about it with quarterbacks in the NFL. They all have talent. They can all wow you on any given play. But the key to being a good NFL quarterback is consistency, is being able to do it first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter, then do it the next week, then do it the next week, and be that even keel, the rudder for a team. And that's the leap, and that's the leap this Red Sox team has to make. They're not without talent. They're not without potential. They're not without upside. But putting it all together in a nice, cohesive nightly package that wins baseball games, that is eluding them right now. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Kevin in New Hampshire. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, how's it going, guys? A lot of places to go here, but I listen to you, And you sit there and play the blame game, the pie. The front office has about the smallest portion of why this record is where it is right now. Every team has holes in it. Yeah, they screwed up at first base. There's no question about it, not having a backup. But if you are not blaming, I am the biggest fan of Alex Cora. Alex Cora, 3 years ago, whatever it was, a pinch hitter off the bench was money. A pitcher from the bullpen was money. There's nothing he couldn't do that wasn't clicking. Right now, since he's gotten his contract, he has done zero for this team. 14 loss, one-run losses. You got a pitcher that comes out, and the other guy, Fitzy or whoever, said Crochet is as advertised. He comes out in the media and says, I'm throwing fastball. And if you look at his statistics, first pitch, I think there's 3 home runs and 6 doubles for the year. It's disgusting. And you get a guy like Walker Buehler that's a bona fide professional pitcher and a coach that's played that can't get to this kid and say, where's the heater under the chin if you want to make a statement?
Thanks for the call. Fitzy, other guy.
Old school. Yeah, other guy. With the other guy, they call him Fitzy. Yeah, that guy.
So I'm going to use you and your people as a tool to talk about
Cora. They're not my people anymore. It's fine.
And you're right. So is Alex Cora, because he mentioned the bullpen, a couple years ago when Cora went to the bullpen, it worked masterfully. So when Whitlock or Slayton blow the game, necessary pause there, is that on Cora? Or are they not executing? Like, is he?
They're not executing.
Right.
He should be making the right call, going to the guy that he thinks is going to be able to, you know, nail down the hold, you know, carry the moment. And they're the ones. Alex Cora doesn't tell them, hey, on 0-2, hang a nice piece of cheese right over the middle for somebody to whack into the middle, into the gap. Like, that's not his fault.
I'm not saying Cora's without blame. He shares some of the blame, and we'll have to talk to him about that at 3:15. A little more than 15 minutes from now, he'll join us here on WEEI Afternoons. That's part of the story for him and his baseball team right now. But up next, it's 3 o'clock. That means Big Ted is here. That means we got to do some quick three-point stances where I will praise the best team in New England sports right now. That's up next on 3-Point Stance.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.